Dr. Luger, good morning. Thanks for the time today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. It feels to me like the pollen and maybe these other seasonal allergies have arrived earlier this year. Is that the case, or is it pretty much on time with years past?
It'll probably a little bit earlier just because of the weather fluctuations we've had, but it's pretty much as we would expect. As allergists, we're looking for that tree pollen, start measuring those counts around mid-February. And despite the weather, it's always pretty much on time. Mid-February, we start measuring those levels.
Is the pollen count any higher this year than it is in other years?
So consistently, it has been. That's been our trajectory. We haven't had any signs that that's slowing down because of the weather changes. We've had a lot of wet weather and, you know, just the warmer seasons in general. We do, in fact, notice pretty much every year a march toward higher density of pollen every season.
Huh. I am curious. You know, we all have, or at least I have allergies. Pollen's pretty bad for me. But how do you know if you've got just allergies or maybe a cold or something worse like the flu that's going around?
Yeah, it can be difficult to tease the symptoms apart. Clearly, if there is a lot of runny nose and sneezing, it can be really in congestion. It can be difficult to tease that out. Usually with some allergy symptoms, we're also asking about, you know, itchy nose, you know, see people kind of rubbing at their nose. And you'll also see itchy eyes, itchy and watery eyes. That's a telltale sign. And if the symptoms are not going away, usually by 3 days to 4 days, if we're not seeing a change in just how runny that nose is, then certainly you'll probably have allergy symptoms.
Mm. What are the ways we can manage these allergy symptoms? Because Dr. Luger, it feels like for me sometimes, these allergy pills don't exactly work anymore.
So much that we can do. There's things that you can do just in your environment. So watching those pollen counts for sure will be helpful to know when you should plan your outdoor walk, you know, walking the dog or doing that yard work, you know, just kind of cleaning up around the house. You're going to want to avoid peak pollen times. And when you come in, after you've been outdoors, you want to take a full shower if you can, make sure you get your hair, bring the dog in, wipe their paws, wipe their coat with a wet paper towel just to not bring as much allergen in the home. And then for the symptoms itself, yeah, we always start with those over-the-counter medications, but there's so many other things we can do. It's helpful to do a salt water rinse, for example, rinse away that pollen that's stuck to the inside of our nose. That can help you from getting symptoms later on that night that are worsening. And then we've got nasal sprays and certainly the oral antihistamine tablets. But for more definitive allergy treatment, visiting an allergist to get that testing done so you know exactly what you're sensitive to, and then possibly prescription medications will really help knock down those symptoms pretty successfully.
Is there a concern that maybe some of these symptoms from your allergies, they could lead to something worse, or is it just pretty much allergies, you take care of it, and that's it?
Well, you know, for some folks, it's true. You know, we think about allergies kind of the neck above, but it's the same type of pathways below the neck, so people can get into respiratory symptoms. We have a lot of patients that lose their voice, for example, as a symptom of their allergies, maybe develop a nagging cough, maybe even develop symptoms that we would move over into even asthma symptoms. All of that can be a consequence of having these allergies that are not treated appropriately.
Dr. Luger, what's the one thing or the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
Well, fear not. This is something that happens every year. And there are many, many treatments, things, again, that you can do to take some control over how much exposure you get. Don't bring that allergen into your house and meet with a professional for additional advice if what you're doing is just not working.
Dr. Patricia Luger with Duke University. Dr. Luger, appreciate your time and your perspective this morning. I hope we get a chance to visit again sometime real soon.
Take care.